Hey, Kevin. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Glad to hear. So I did see some really good notes here from John as well. So from what I gather, you are trying to operate from Visalia to the south and then north all the way up to Modesto, right?
Correct.
Okay. So just from trying to find you online, because I know there's a lot of people who are running ads in like Fresno and Central Valley areas. So are you doing any type of marketing online right now?
The marketing we do have is through HireHelper. I have a company.
Okay.
It's a HireHelper. It's basically they advertise and they do everything for us. You know, when you look up like movers, they will show up there to go sponsored. It's all to third parties. You know, it's all contracts to third parties. HireHelper, U-Haul. We're on Yelp. Facebook, Instagram.
Okay. I see it now. So you have a strong reputation on HireHelper. It's 4.723 reviews, so you're definitely getting the traction there. So, and then are you doing anything like on Google directly? Do you have like a direct Google listing? Anything on like Facebook?
Everything I do, all the jobs I do is through U-Haul, the moving helper. Or
U-Haul.
I mean, yeah, because I have a
contract helper.
With U-Haul. Yeah,
okay.
And also HireHelper.
Okay.
HireHelper was it's many platforms. You know, it's Penske.
Yeah, of course.
With all these providers for trucks.
Okay, so I guess I should ask you this because we help companies like yourself who are trying to market their business directly online. Is that something that you're looking to do to start getting like direct work from inbound calls and things like that?
Yes, but I told him I had a Google listing, but Google took it off because it said it violated their policy. I try to do because when you make a Google listing, they ask for licensing. But the thing is that I'm only a service provider, and there is no licensing for a service provider to provide a license.
Right. Typically what they mean when they ask for that, and that's why we can always help, is do you have like a business license?
Like a business, like a type from the city? Yeah, I have a city. I do everything. Yeah, you know.
Those are the things they're looking for. Those are the things Google's looking for. I know they don't specify that, and they make it sound like it's like some sort of specific requirement for your like trade or anything like that. And that's why it helps to have a channel partner like us. So typically they're looking for just the fact that you're a bona fide business. It's not always looking for like a contractor's license or anything like specific through the state of California. It's strictly, can this company like operate as a business? Like in a lot of other states, just having an LLC, for example, is fine. So, you know, my apologies there on behalf of Google. They don't really specify that, and they're not really the most customer service oriented, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
It's hard to even get someone on the line to even figure that out, that it was probably a simple thing like that, you know?
Are you guys local? Are you guys here in Fresno, or where's your office?
Based out of Fountain Valley. Where's SoCal? Fountain Valley. So, like Orange County.
Okay.
Yeah,
Orange
so
County.
We operate up and down the state, right? So, and not to mention throughout the nation. So, I know we're calling from a 559 number just because we bite area codes everywhere. So that way, you know, it just helps with the marketing
that's
side of things.
Smart marketing.
Well, that's
I know you guys are doing what you guys do.
Yeah. So I mean, basically, again, it's a pretty simple process. We would help you get verified on Google. If this is something that you want to build out. So we'll help you get verified on Google. We include a website as well. You haven't built out a website yet because you haven't needed one, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So I'm going to send you a text message just so you can see what our sample websites look like. And Kevin, it's Kevin, is that correct?
Correct, yeah. And then
I just wanted to...
Because I'm really interested, so if you guys do that for me and get up the Google listing up and running, because I did have everything through my email. It's through my email. So I had a Google listing, just that they took it off, you know. and all that. So I haven't been able to go ahead and do all that verification
because because Google just said it didn't work and they didn't tell you why, and I could see how that would be frustrating. You're like, dang, I can't even get on Google. I see every other company on Google, you know?
No, yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So what I was going to walk you through that. So we include a website. It's a month-to-month program. We make sure you're optimized on Google so you're showing up on the first page when someone's looking for, you know, movers near me, move-in, move-out services, any of the things that you want to be found for. That's all, optimized to Google. And then we also run Facebook ads as part of our service just to give you a little added value for your investment. So I see you do have a Facebook page for Valley Movers Enterprise as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we run $100 of Facebook ads each and every month as part of the core package, and that's for the boost ads, if you're familiar with that model. And then we also, and I can explain it if you aren't, but we do $100 of boost ads each and every month. We do the optimization on Google and then include the website. Your grand total cost, it's month to month, so you pay as you go. It's a $249 a month.
$249 a month, and is there like a down payment or first payment?
No, it's month to month. We're not trying to make it hard on you to get started. We know that, it's hard enough to start your business. We're not trying to dip into your cash flow too bad.
No, yeah. And, especially with this, moving is, it's really good cash flow, but if I get this Google listing, thank you. It's going to bring in more and I can get more of your service because advertisement is important.
Well, yeah. And that's what we do. Like, so we let you get in through the, front door at $249. And then if you want to increase, like with Google AdWords, I'm sure you know about sponsored listings and things like that. That's really popular in the moving industry. We can definitely look at that later and decide how much you want to do on ad spend.
Yeah.
But for starters, we just try to make sure you can earn our trust, or we can earn your trust at the $249, making sure you're showing up on Google, Because like you said, you struggle to even get shown up on Google.
Okay. So how much would that be in total, for advertising? Can you send me that via email, like the packaging?
Like I said, it's just $249. That's what I said. The total is $249.
Okay.
I was saying later down the road, some of our clients like to expand their advertising with us. We definitely offer different levels of advertising, but most of our clients want to get themselves on Google first. Start building out that like online reputation and having the website built out, and just so that way you can make sure we're doing the right things by you at $249, and then you can decide about that.
Okay, so let's say I pay $249 right now, and then you guys get everything, you guys start doing everything as far as you guys start sending you like the licensing, you guys start doing everything.
Correct. The only thing that we're gonna have to guide you through is submitting your Google business profile one more time, and we'll guide you through that. We'll walk you through every step. And then we have a specialist on our side. If it does get rejected, a specialist on our side, her name is April, and a couple of people on that team, they'll be able to make sure we contact Google to figure out exactly what we need to do to get you verified.
Yeah, because I've seen one of the verification ones too. I believe it was go ahead and like record your office and your tools and equipment. And all that.
We'll walk you through that too. So we make sure you get set up as a service provider. Being a service provider, obviously you're working out of home base and there's no office to show. So totally get that.
I have a zone clearance from the city, to operate out of my house.
No, you're so good. Kevin. This is something that we navigate every single day. You're okay, brother. It's a standard process for us. Again, on your end, we just need to get things wrapped up. It takes about 5 minutes here, and then we can just start the onboarding for you.
Okay. So I'm really interested. It's just that I'm pumping gas, I'm trying to find a restroom here, but there's no restroom. But I'm really, really interested. Like I said, because I do want my Google listing up. Very important.
So on our end, it's really just a questionnaire. As long as you can stay on the phone, we just do the questionnaire real quick. It takes about 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, perfect. And can you give me, 30 seconds?
Yeah. Do what you got to do, brother.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'm back.
Okay. So I was checking your Yelp page just to make sure I have everything correct. So here's what I added as
yeah,
well
yep,
as what I saw.
Yeah, pretty bad.
I saw moving services. Yeah. Don't worry about that. We'll get that fixed anyway. So I saw moving services, move in, move out services, commercial moving, furniture moving, local moving, large item moving, heavy item moving, furniture assembly, senior moving services. I even saw piano moving if you want to have that there. College moving services I thought was a good one to put there. And then packing and unpacking services.
Yeah, we do basically the packing and unpacking. We do anything that just we don't provide the truck. We do the piano if they have a lot of jobs where they have their own trucks, you know, and they just need people to move the pianos, you know. Cause,
you're the labor.
Yeah.
Totally common in this world,
yeah.
Right? Truckless moving, you're the labor.
Correct.
Totally get it.
Thank you. But
no worries.
Yeah, we just basically I have the guys to provide the labor.
So just so you know how it's going to work is we will help you on Google. Just can't get verified by Google.
Yeah, and all those hire a helper, every single review, it's all verified. You know, they first have to get a dog with us.
Right. Where Google, they just let you get bashed on Google, and then if you start paying, Yelp, they let you get bashed on Yelp, and then if you start paying Yelp, they take away all the bad reviews. They're sneaky like that, huh? You notice that?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that on purpose. It's like, look, you have one star. We can wipe those away if you pay us. Like, That's not even straight up. They do that with a lot of people like that. And then if you get a bunch of good reviews on Google, the moment you stop paying them, they take those down. So they're real,
yeah,
real,
pretty much.
Real good.
And it's like, oh, okay. You know, it's like, I'm interested in the service. I mean,
okay. We're almost done here. So, you said you have a business license and whatever insurance you need to do to operate, correct?
Correct.
And then we're going to revamp your Facebook business page. Is that okay? We're going to revamp your Facebook business pages so that way it pops better online. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. Perfect.
Okay. And then, like I said, we'll run the ad so you'll have the ad copies there. We're going to include the website I sent you the link to as well. So it needs movers website. And then we're going to create a new domain for you. Would you want it to be valleymoversenterprise.com if that's what's available?
Yeah, you know what? I did have a website. I just don't remember where what domain was it under.
No worries. So that's what I was saying. We'll try to find that Valley Movers Enterprise. I think you had a Square site because I see it on your Facebook page. So
yeah, it was a Square site, but I couldn't find it. I couldn't find where the domain was hosted. So,
no worries. So what we'll do is we'll try to find valleymoversenterprise.com or something very, very close to that, okay?
Yeah, I mean, if you can find, like, the provider, I might have, like, the email and everything for you guys. I just don't remember who it was through. It was through GoDaddy.
Gotcha.
Or, like, Business Plan or...
And then you want, like, Fresno, 50-mile radius, Visalia to the south, and up north to Merced, is that correct?
Correct.
All right, almost done here. What hours of operation do you want to show online?
We can go ahead and do from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Sunday.
Oh, wow. Good man. So you're of the, like what my wife likes to tell me is you can sleep when you die.
There you go.
Week, brother. Good man. All right. And the last thing is, so we do an onboarding call where you really tell us how to do the ad copy, and you just guide us however you want us to do it for you. We can do that onboarding call anytime today. The last time of day is from 3 to 4 p.m., or we can do it anytime Monday, whichever you prefer.
You said it was 3 to 4?
Yeah, it's about a 30-minute call where we just say, hey, what colors do you want on your website? Like, you saw the website model, but we just ask for your guidance just so we can make it very, like, customized to you, things like that.
Oh, I see. Yeah, let me go ahead and send you that. 3 to 4, you said? Yeah, we can do 3 to 4 afternoon today.
Okay, all right, let me just see here. All right, so 3 to 4 today. Okay. And then what is your physical address for the business? And if you're not trying to get that published online, that's okay. We'll leave it unpublished.
They just make it unpublished because I don't have...
Yeah, it's going to be unpublished, but we still need the actual address to provide to Google.
Okay.
So what was that?
You need an address?
Yeah.
Okay, it's to be 4517.
Uh-huh.
North Winery Avenue.
North what Avenue?
Winery, like wine.
So winery.
Winery.
Hmm? Fresno 93726, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And then Kevin, your last name?
I have two last names. So it's the Huerta Real. So it's H-E-R-T-A space Reels, R-I-O-S.
Okay. And what's a good email for you so I can send you the invite for the onboarding?
It'd be valleymoversinc@gmail.com.
And the business name we have online, Valley Movers Enterprise, is there an Inc. after, an LLC or anything like that?
Yeah, I do have an LLC. It's Valley Movers Enterprise, LLC.
So that's how you want it showed on Google, Valley Movers Enterprise LLC?
I mean, not the LLC, but if we can do, like, Valley Movers.
Yeah, we'll just do, we can do Valley Movers Enterprise, just the business name straight up like that.
Yeah, and then when people search, can it be just, like, Valley Movers? That way people find it fast. Because a lot of people are in the valley, you know?
Your Facebook page says Valley Movers Enterprise LLC, but if you want to just try to publish it as Valley Movers, that's fine. I mean, let me try to see if that overlaps with anyone. Let's see. Valley Movers in Fresno.
Well, like the business profile, right?
Yeah, there's another company off 4468 West San Jose Ave called Valley Movers in Fresno. So
yeah,
we won't be able to use...
that's the guy that took my name.
Yeah, so we won't be able to do that exact name. It'll just be Valley Movers Enterprise then.
But the thing is that they don't have a location like a Google ad or a Google profile.
Oh, let me see. You're saying they don't even have a Google profile. They just... Oh, I see what you're saying. They didn't put themselves on Google. I got you. Yeah, we could try Valley Movers. That's fine, since, I mean, that's your actual registered business name.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that way. Do you think... Well, what do you think is better? Just so that way everything, you know... Because wouldn't it affect if it's different, like the search?
Well, so if you, here's what I would suggest. I want to try what you want to try first, but what I would suggest based on our experience is it doesn't really matter the name Valley Movers Enterprise or Valley Movers. At the end of the day, when we show up on Google, people are just going to be clicking through to your website, right? So the name is going to, you just want to have the name to have the right sequence, because what Google will do is they'll check that Yelp listing for Valley Movers, and they're going to see a different address. So that might give them a little bit of a red flag to get you set up as Valley Movers. But if you get set up as Valley Movers Enterprise and you have the LLC and everything like that, it's going to be a lot easier to set up as Valley Movers Enterprise.
Can we just do that? That would be a lot easier. There's no, you know, because they're going to probably want more information.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll go ahead and do that way. And then last step here. So let me send you the invite for the onboarding. Give me 1 second here. You said 3 to 4 today is good, right?
Yeah, 3 to 4 is good.
All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to send this to you right now. All right, you should be getting an invite from jkyle@localsplash.com in about 10 seconds to your email. And then it's also going to have the team as well on the same invite. Okay. Other than that,
can you also send me like an email of, can you also send me an email of what do you guys want I'm paying for? Like, what is exactly the...
Yeah, you're going to, so you get everything in writing. Like, we're basically done here. You're going to get everything in writing for that same thing you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then another thing is that I can okay, once my business gets verified and everything, I can go ahead and start running local ads, right? Through Google Ads, through local ads.
Yeah, you're familiar with all those other processes. A good man. So yes, absolutely. I'm glad you know about all those other things too.
Yeah, you know, I've been looking into all that. Just that I've just been having trouble trying to verify the listing that I had before. You know.
Right, right.
I mean, all my business has been depending on just third-party contracts and then just, but Google was...
Sounds like, I mean, but that's why you got to have the chops that you do, man. I mean, it seems like you've been hustling to make things work, even in spite of the fact that Google didn't let you get verified easily.
Yeah, you know, I've been working. If anything, it just made me work harder and smarter and find new ways to do things.
Yeah, and then now imagine what it's going to be like when you can actually get on Google, like everyone else is trying to get on Google. So there you go.
Next level. I'm looking forward to buying and getting more services off you. You know, advertising is big.
Right. Definitely, and that's what we're going to help with here. So I just sent you the invite for that right now from JKyle at Local Splash. I'm also going to send you another email. Just from me directly that says a reply to this with any like photos or logo artwork, just so you can provide that to the team. Okay.
Well, what was that? I'm sorry, this is I'm driving.
Like photos or like logo artwork, like it's just giving you a chance to reply to that email with like any photos you want us to upload on your website, things like that. Just trying to make it easier on you.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. I have all the photos. I have all the files. I have everything. So you guys just receive files.
Gotcha. And then on the card you'll be using to set up, it's going to be under Kevin Huerta Rios, 4517 North Winery Ave, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. A total amount, like we talked about, is $249 even. And I'm ready for the card whenever you are.
Okay, let me check the email. Okay, and then I have a last question. You guys are going to be able to help me with going back on Google, right?
Yeah, remember, that's the process, right? So we guide you through that. It is initiated by you. The reason why we let you initiate the process, so you're established as the owner by Google, right? You want to make sure you're owner of your Google Business Profile, so we definitely insist upon that you start it. And then the moment that there's any issues, because there may be, right, you let us know, you flag our team, and our team, helmed by April, she'll help guide you and actually reach out to Google as much as we need to on your behalf to get it pushed through and verified. Correct.
Because I try to make another Google account, and they're telling me, they just send me with the email saying that this address is suspended.
Yeah, Google is very, very crude to small businesses, unfortunately. If you don't submit stuff perfectly, yes, they don't even give you, like, time of day to tell you what you need to do to submit it right. Sorry about that. That's kind of why we exist.
Okay.
To help you navigate that.
We basically send them all the paperwork and everything that they need, right?
Yeah, and a lot of times it's really simple. They are a little bit particular in the moving industry. Just be fortunate you're not a locksmith. They're even more particular with locksmiths. And for some reason, garage door repairmen. Don't ask me why, but those two industries, Google makes it very, very hard for them to get verified.
Oh, really? It's already like a thing?
Maybe yeah. Locksmith, garage door, and then house cleaning people. Can you believe that? People who only clean houses. Google's like, we're going to make it tough on you. Weird.
But,
anyway.
Okay, and then I'm actually driving now. I will probably be available until, like, later afternoon. And as far as, like, verification and everything, when do you think we can just start getting all the verification to Google?
Oh, so that's what I was going to say. Do you want to do that sooner? I mean, our onboarding was scheduled for 3. Did you want to do it sooner?
No, we can go ahead and do it for 3. I'll be available around that time. That'll be perfect.
Okay, so we're going to send you all the guidelines. Again, the last step here was just getting you set up with the initial payment, and then we're going to send you all this via email. You have everything in writing and the guidelines on how to set up the Google account one more time. Once you start that process, just flag our team. We're also, because you're going to get that whole like CID and things like that from Google even before it's officially verified. Once you provide that to us and you grant us access to your Google Business Profile, Google gets alerted that Local Splash is the premier channel partner supporting you, and we're basically like sponsoring you on Google, right? And so the moment that Google gets noted of that, then they start working with us directly to let us know what exactly you need to do to be verified, if there are any like hurdles to overcome.
Oh, I see. That's when they start actually providing the support we need.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because we spend like tens of thousands with them each and every month on behalf of our clients. So, yeah, they definitely pay attention to us a little bit more just because, you know, we're a big account for them.
No, I guess money talks, right?
Say that again?
But I guess money talks with these companies.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, when you establish yourself like we do with Google, it does help. They actually send people in to train us all the time, to make sure that when we're doing optimization for companies like you, we're doing it right. So they let us know how to succeed on their algorithm and stuff like that. So it works pretty well.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. So, yeah, let me go ahead and transfer. Give me, like, 2 minutes. Don't hang up. I got to transfer from the bank.
Sure, no problem.
That way, I think it's because I called my – I don't have a card for that one. I lost it, so
no worries.
I'll see
you
the other way.
And then while you're doing that, last thing I was going to do so I can set this up on my end, you're allowed to choose a security question of either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you prefer?
The pet's name, was it the first pet's name, or what was the question?
Yeah, your first dog's name or a cat's name? Yeah.
Yeah, my first dog's name.
Okay. And the answer?
Spike.
Nice. Hopefully you're not running over any of those when you're on the road.
All right. But it'll be all right. Let me go ahead and transfer that real quick while I go ahead and give me a few seconds.
No worries. I'll be here.
I let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
That's 4-5-1-1-4-0-0-0-5-6-2-8-8-5-1-3.
And the expiration on the visa?
0728.
And there are 3 digits on the back?
458.
Okay. And then, again, we're not going to charge it just yet. So just to verify everything we talked about, your Facebook ads and your website will be live within 7 to 14 days. So those go up right away. Google obviously may take a little bit longer to get you fully verified and all the things that you went through in the past. So we do have a promise time of to get everything perfectly set up and optimized to start showing up on the first page. That usually takes us 45 to 60 days, assuming that there are some issues, right? So we give us that window just in case there are some issues. But that's why we publish your Facebook ads and your website so much more quickly, just so you can start getting some traction in that very first month while we're waiting for Google to get it all sorted out, okay?
Okay, but the thing is for the website, once it gets built out and everything, is there a thing you guys, we can't advertise it, right?
Yeah, you're still going to get promoted. Like, we're going to promote you still on, like, Yelp, on Apple Maps, all the other things that move fast. It's just on the, like, we'll set up your Yelp so that way it connects to your new website. All those things, it'll be out there, and it's going to be live and published right away. It's just, as far as the Google listing, where you start showing up on the map with the little, like, service area, like, cutout and things like that, those things, We're going to move as fast as we can. I want to assure you that, Kevin, but we just have a promise time of 45 to 60 days, just so that way you know that, you know, it may take longer because you've experienced it directly as well. So we just want to be straightforward about that.
Okay. But it's going to get worked through, right? Cause,
yeah. We start the verification as soon as we can. That's true.
Okay. No, but I mean, like, it will verify me, right? Because as far as, like, verification, it will be verified.
Yeah, that is one thing that's a major contingency for us. If we can't get you verified for whatever reason, you know, we would understand if you didn't, you know, want to use our service, right? Like, but at the end of the day, the fact that you have a business license, that's why I asked that before, that's the biggest question mark we ever have with Google. The fact that you have one by the city, you're good to go. in almost every single situation. Oh,
okay. Something like okay. experience in the past experience and companies you guys worked for with
previous. Right, right, right. Like there are like companies that don't even get business license sometimes, like power washers and things like that, that we still get them verified. It's just that Google can ask at any time, can we see your business license? And if they do that, sometimes these power washers get the boot, so to speak, from Google. But in your case, you have a business license, you're rock solid.
Okay, perfect then.
Okay. All right, so give me about 2 more minutes and we'll wrap up here. You're going to get all this in writing via email and text message when we're done. But I'm just going to do a voice verification. It's just the quality assurance portion of the call. Just for the purpose of this, I have your name is Kevin Huerta Rios, and you're the owner of the business name of Valley Movers Enterprise is how we're going to set you up. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and begin. Let me know if you have any questions here. All right, Kevin, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Valley Movers Enterprise, LLC.
Okay, and we're going to set you up as Valley Movers Enterprise without the LLC, right? Is that correct?
Correct, correct.
Okay. Yes. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Valley, my name is Kevin Huerta Rios, owner of Valley Movers Enterprise.
Okay. All right. And you're, of course, authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Kevin, it is important you're actively involved in your campaign, so thank you for taking today's onboarding call from 3 to 4. As a result of increased visibility online, please be advised you may receive calls from spammers or bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provided you the security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company in the event of any confusion. When we do call, Kevin, moving forward with today's 3 o'clock call, our calls will come in from that same number I sent you the text messages from, which is 877-635-6225. So make sure you save that number as Local Splash under your contact so you can recognize when we do call from the customer service side, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails to the best of your ability from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring Local Splash as your certified Google and Facebook marketing representative, you also get to let us know should you partner with any other marketing firms during the term of your agreement?
Correct, yes.
Okay, your payment for the initial term and a free account setup will be charged today, July 26, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 26th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment, but of course it is a month-to-month program, Kevin, so you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and just be sure you speak with a live representative. Now, if you did choose to cancel at any time, while we would hate to lose you, Kevin, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing date is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and process your initial payment for the $249. Again, onboarding is going to happen from 3 to 4 today. You're going to get an email saying thank you for joining Local Splash or welcome to Local Splash. Please click here to view your initial invoice. That's going to outline everything we just talked about during this call in writing. You're also going to get that via text. There are 2 things to check off at the bottom just to verify your acknowledgement and you confirm that you do see it's $249 month to month and things like that. Just so you know, there's a couple things in there like Google guaranteed ads and other levels of Google advertising and also like a custom website that refers to if you wanted us to do it for like e-commerce, like selling on Amazon. Those type of things don't apply to you. Just want to be sure of that. They're still in there. Because there are things you can always opt into, but again, it's not applicable to you, so don't be alarmed if you see things that are talking about Google guaranteed or like custom website fees and whatnot, okay?
Yeah, for the Google guarantee, do I have to have the license verification to send that?
So Google guaranteed is next level, right? So what we do, we get you on Google, right? That's the first step. We've got to get you verified to be on Google. And then after you get a handful of five-star reviews, even as soon as you get five, we can reach back out to you if you want to push that to Google Guaranteed, but you have to be established on Google as a strongly reviewed organization, even with five reviews, and then we can do the Google Guaranteed step. And that's where they do like a full background check, and they just check everyone that who have working for you that you want to list. And make sure that they all have clean backgrounds and things like that. So it is pretty extensive what Google does for Google Guaranteed, but absolutely we can walk you through that and help you with that when the time comes.
Okay, well, I mean, because there's the local ads as well, right?
And there's those two. Google ads are the ones that most of the movie companies we work with like, where you just do the sponsored listings. And you can do that at any time with us. Right now we're including $100 of Facebook ads at this $249 price, so that's already included. If you ever want to add Google ads, it's just whatever you want to do on the ad spend, starting at $300 a month. So anytime you want to add Google ad spend, you just let us know, and we just tack on $300 a month to your monthly cost and start running $300 of Google ads. And in your first month, we'll actually kick in an extra $100 of Google ads, so you'll get $400 in month one.
Yes. Yeah.
And then
but,
300.
Google ads? Because it's through Google ads, right? Do they ask or require licensing, or do I have to get the business profile listed first?
To do Google ads, you still have to get verified on Google first. I'm glad you asked that. So that's why this is the most important step, the first thing we do.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty then. Other than that, basically answer all my questions.
Cool. All right, great. So at 3:00, we'll do the onboarding. And again, that's where just be prepared. We're going to send you emails about like sharing your Facebook access so we can set up the ads for that. That's your business profile. And then, little things like that. But we're going to help you set up your website. You also got a couple emails talking about, how to submit the Google verification one more time. I know you've tried it already. So just if you follow the email, it'll keep it a little bit cleaner, to what we know Google's going to expect of you. And then any questions, just let us know during onboarding or afterward. And like I said, our team is right there to help you every step of the way getting yourself verified, okay?
Because I do have a Google listing, and I believe it's a 4.5 rating on there that I had before. So
one that you had in the past, but it's not there anymore, right?
Yeah, so did it restart? Or
it's gonna restart. Yeah, when Google wipes it away, they're kind of really rough about it, where they completely wipe it down and we restart it.
Oh, so we have to resubmit them like a new application, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we sent you on the email, just how to guide you back through that Google verification process. And then once you set that up, then let us know. And then Local/, we're going to come in and say, hey, we're partnered with Kevin now, and that's going to give you, again, a little bit more added respect, if you will, from Google to get you set up properly.
Okay, perfect.
Cool. All right, and then, again, we can guide you through a lot more of this during onboarding. So, obviously, I know you're on the road, but definitely at 3:00 today, we're going to reach back out. I'll be on the line to start the call to introduce you to your onboarding agent, and then we'll take it from there, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem, Kevin. Really look forward to getting this set up properly for you. Have a great day. Drive safe, and we'll touch base in a few hours.
Thank you as well. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.